Welcome to the National Retiree Legislative Network podcast produced by and for American retirees and those over age 50. I'm Bill Catterright, president of the NRLN and your podcast host. If you're listening to this podcast, go to NRLN.org and click on the NRLN videos and podcast color icon in the middle of our homepage. Then select an episode number to give videos, see videos, including tables and charts. On the NRLN taskbar, you can click Contact Us tab, then contact the NRLN where you can send an email or call 866-360-7197. Please offer comments, questions, and suggestions. This is episode number 5, Medicare Enrollment 2020. In episode 4, we discuss common issues in the introduction, collected information about specific Medicare health care plans, and developed a personal inventory risk. Our focus was set on sample of Medicare plan options available in the Villages, Florida. The plans selected are Original Medicare Plus Medigap, 2 Medicare Advantage HMO plans, and 1 Medicare Advantage PPO plan. Finally, we set a baseline or discipline to integrate all 4 benefit cost factors, premiums, deductibles, copays, and coinsurance, in analyzing and comparing plans before making selections. In episode number 5, we will analyze collected data, consider alternatives, and offer conclusions and suggestions. Table 1, as you can see, allows us to project information that will compare and analyze premium and deductible costs we collected from the 5 plans available to Florida villagers. In column 1, labeled Original Medicare, the $144.60 Part B premium on row 5 applies to all 5 plans. The same is true for the $34 prescription drug premium in red font above it. While the drug plan is not mandatory for all plans, it includes one for all 5 plans for comparison purposes. You can't see the $34 in the last 3 columns because these Medicare Advantage plans pay for premiums with rebate dollars. And that's used then to cost share prescription drug premiums and deductibles. All enrollees, however, must pay $144.60 a month and are covered fully by Part A and B benefits in the same manner. The second column is Original Medicare plus a Medigap G plan. You will see that Plan G's $166 monthly premium in red font must be paid by all Plan G enrollees. Columns 3 and 4 are 2 different Medicare Advantage HMO plans, and the last column is a Medicare Advantage PPO local plan. The $160 Plan G premium was the lowest we could find. The HMO plans are both sold by reputable insurers. Now we can compare the total monthly premiums for all 5 plans. So let's check out now plan deductibles, which is the next step down. Both Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plan enrollees who are hospitalized must pay $1,408 Part A deductible for each benefit period yearly, unless rebates are applied to reduce them. There can be more than one benefit period in each year. Medicare Plan G pays the Part A $1,408 and all Part B copay and coinsurance, that's 20%, you remember, after enrollees meet a $198 deductible, and that's shown in red font. If hospitalized, MA plan enrollees must meet the $1,408 deductible unless more rebate money is used to offset the deductible. In this case, none was. A $395 plan D deductible has been added to all 5 plans. Both HMO plans pay the full $395 for enrollees using rebate money. But the PPO plan uses rebate money to pay only $245, leaving $150 for enrollees to pay. Now you can compare the total annual deductibles for all 5 plans. So, if we look at the total line for premiums, we take the total premiums times 12 plus the deductibles at the bottom line of the deductible section, combined for all 5 plans in red font on the next to last row. That is your annual premium and deductible cost. The last row displays the impact that rebates have on Medicare Advantage enrollee costs. CMS reports that Medicare Advantage prescription drug premiums, for example, average $34 monthly, and there is a $395 deductible, and that totals to $803 a year, 12 times 34 plus 395. So the $803 applies to 70% of all 26 million enrollees in Medicare Advantage plans. That is, 70% of the plans, the enrollees in plans, are covered by prescription drug offering with rebates used to pay for them. That amounts to $10 billion a year in subsidies for the insurance industry to attract people because the drug plan is free, as Joe Namath would say. And it's out of $38 billion in rebates paid to Medicare insurers in total in 2020. The top row of Table 2, next, shows that the 2020 average rebate per Medicare and plan enrollee was $122 a month, $1,464 a year. That $1,464 in rebates are awarded based on quality star ratings. Even a lowly 1 star of 5 performance is awarded a 50% rebate, the difference between an insurer's bid and the market price determined by fee-for-service rates. Table 2 shows that after paying $803 to HMO plans and $553 to the PPO plan for Plan D premiums and deductibles, that these HMO and PPO plans have remaining rebates of $55 and $76 monthly, respectively, used to pay for cost sharing for silver sneakers, vision, dental, transportation, over-the-counter drugs, furnace filters, the carpet shampooing, and insurers keep a healthy overhead and profit portion of these rebates. Original Medicare enrollees are not eligible for these rebates that are funded with rebates paid for by our income tax dollars, everybody working or not. If they have income and they're paying federal income taxes, are contributing to the cost of rebates. Table 3, in our last table, was developed to integrate benefit costs with health inventory and affordability information, pre-existing condition risks, enter the analysis now, and may preclude a switch from Medicare Advantage to Medigap after 12 months. That alone can max out the yearly out-of-pocket cost requirements of people in Medicare Advantage plans. If your health is not a concern, this risk may not concern you. The out-of-pocket cost shown on the top row is a combination of deductible, copay, and coinsurance costs that enrollees must pay before the plan pays in excess of 100% of the out-of-pocket max. The estimated total yearly cost for care for those in good health on row 3 is calculated by Medicare using its model that includes deductible, copay, and coinsurance costs for enrollees in good health. And that's a very important factor. Only those, it's a good health, it's an average. Plan D cost is included and common for all plans, but premium payments for all benefits are not included here. On row 4, that's titled Add Cost of Part B Premium, the $1,735 Part B premium, which is $144.60 times 12, is included in Original Medicare and the Original Medicare and Medigap policy calculations in the row above, in row 3. But it's not included for the other three plans as yet. So we added the premium to these Medicare Advantage plans so that the total yearly cost would be on the same basis. As you can see, the total annual and monthly cost seen on row 4 and 5 reveals very little difference among the last four plans, that is, everything but Original Medicare. This is our baseline measure of the combination of premium, deductible, copay, and coinsurance combined that was mentioned earlier and is so important to you. You've got to look at that number with all those factors combined. However, the acid test or tiebreaker is about personal risk assessment and affordability. Enrollees in the HMO with a $4,900 out-of-pocket max are betting that their health will not worsen, such that the $1,733 gap between the $2,995 cost per enrollee and the $4,728 original plan plus Medicare G would close and exceed the annual $44,280 a year. So the gap is over $1,900. One chronic illness that increases healthcare costs closer to $4,728 annually, that continues annually, could make that happen. And that's the out-of-pocket max difference. That's a problem here, and it throws you into a consideration of whether or not you'll have guaranteed rights to come back to Medigap. The blue arrows in row two, Medicare Advantage insurer risk, is mitigated by $1,464 of our taxes. You see the bottom line there where that 1464 is shown is not taken into consideration up above. So it's a gift, basically. It's a subsidization of Medicare Advantage plans so that they can appear to be cost effective when in fact they are not. They are just equal to or lower than. So conclusions and suggestions that we've developed are that those with original Medicare and Plan G have the assurance that all Part A and B copay and coinsurance liabilities are covered. Plus, they get some travel coverage, protection against excess benefit charges, and a couple other pluses for as long as they stay in their Medigap plan. However, if they switch to a Medicare Advantage plan, they cannot get back to their Medigap G plan. Don't know where that came from, but that's the rule. The largest risk lies with anyone who elects to enroll in a local Medicare Advantage HMO or PPO plan, and after 12 months incurs a pre-existing condition. They may switch to original Medicare, but they can't add a Medigap plan unless they meet pre-existing condition requirements of the Medigap plan. Now, some Medigap plans offer trials or an exception on an exception basis, and we know of those, but by and large, that's the rule. Unlike HMO plans, Plan G covers all physician, specialist, and hospital networks. There are no out-of-pocket network restrictions. And specialty facilities like the Mayo Clinic or Cleveland Clinic, MD Anderson, and others can be accessed freely if you are in a Medicare Plan G Medigap plan. Villagers who can afford a $166 premium plus 198 divided by 12, which is $16 a month averaged for the deductible, basically would pay $182 a month for this added protection. And they might want to sign up for original Medicare and the Medigap Plan G. Otherwise, use the comparison tools referred to in episodes 4 and 5. Use them for you to find a better deal if you can. Table 3, row 5 shows that $4,728 yearly or $394 a month ties for the lowest cost but offers very superior coverage. And you need to think about that. The NRLN favors competition from private insurers for Medicare business, but lobbies that it's insane for Congress and the administration, past and current, to use taxpayer money to subsidize insurance companies. The 2019 government reports clearly show that Medicare Advantage insurers were paid 4% more per Medicare Advantage plan enrollee than was paid to original Medicare fee-for-service plan enrollees. Folks, privatization has failed. But now good money, $38 billion this year, is chasing bad money. Congress and the administration have been unable to improve seniors' health, and Medicare costs are out of control, rapidly growing at 4 times the rate of new people coming into Medicare. This stuff is really bordering on fraud. Probably the most important point to those of us who might be in original Medicare and have a Medigap plan of some kind is that it's got to be morally and ethically, if not legally, wrong to deny over 40 million original Medicare enrollees the extra benefits and lower costs from rebates that have been paid for by their tax dollars that are afforded to Medicare Advantage plan enrollees and not to them. How the hell does that work? Insurers would lose $1,464 per enrollee yearly and might leave the Medicare market if they lost it. Finally, folks, please take the time to choose wisely. We have 6 weeks until December 7 to decide. Don't rush it. Stay current with the news that affects you through our emails and our website at interland.org. There you will find links to our follow us on our Facebook and Instagram. On interland.org, click the Interland videos and podcast color icon in the middle of our homepage and select a podcast episode or video. On interland.org, on the taskbar, click the Contact Us tab and select Contact the NRLN. Send us an email. Call 866-360-7197. Offer suggestions. Ask questions. Tell us about new topics you'd like to hear about. And sign up to get our NRLN messages, action alerts, and advance information about videos and podcasts. Until next time, stay safe out there and enjoy your life. Seniors are always special.